When Aoife was 4 years old, she started experiencing some strange symptoms, and we were in and out of the doctor's office numerous times over the course of 4 months.
You sheltered me from harm.
They performed a bone marrow aspiration on her, and we received a call the next day from the doctor, and my husband was home, and he said, is there any way I can talk to both of you at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
And so right away, I knew it wasn't good. In fact, I even said, it's not good, is it? And the doctor said, no, it's not.
You taught me how to lie.
I'm sorry to tell you, your daughter has acute myelogenous leukemia. Pack your bags, come to the hospital immediately, and be prepared for a long stay.
You never said too much, but still you showed
the way. Spent the next 6.5 months living at St. Vincent Hospital while Aoife received treatment. She was, like I said, she was 4 years old at the time, and we lived there with her younger sister was 2.5, and her brother was 9 months at the time, and our whole family just stayed there with her.
You had talked about spending, you know, birthdays there. Again, you were just a little child at the time. Now, you didn't, you know, go through the cancer, but you're going through it with your sister. Tell me a little bit about what you experienced when you were hanging out at the hospital there, St. Vincent.
Well, I don't really remember much because, as Mom said, I was 2. Although I do remember that I had these slippers that I used to walk in the halls with.
Yes, we had to follow extreme germ precautions. So she had to put special slippers on for the hall and take them off when we came in the room so as not to attract germs from the hallway.
Sure.
In. Actually, Mira, the nurses commented that Mira was Aoife's best medicine. The girls would wake up in the morning and spend their days playing away in the hospital room. They became dinosaurs or ponies or princesses. One time I went down the hall to use the bathroom and I came back and they were playing hide and seek with one of the nurses.
Is there someone you know? You're loving them so, but taking them all for granted. You may lose them one day. Someone takes them away and they don't hear.
Aoife had her last chemo 7 years ago.
Okay, perfect.
We just celebrated 7 years chemo-free.
Awesome.
And she just had her annual oncology checkup, and everything looked great. She also had her annual cardiology checkup. The medications she had were very cardiotoxic, and at the end of treatment, she developed a cardiomyopathy, and we spent some time at Children's not knowing if she's going to be okay or not, but everything looks great with her heart now. And it's been 7 years and countings.
Aoife, if you could urge people, listeners right now, to do something and to take action, what would you urge them to do?
Maybe like donate money to cancer organizations. The cancer organizations, like sometimes they donate things to hospitals, and then that makes the kids happier.
When we went through it, it was the support and love of so many people around us that helped us get through it. We just, people saying, I'm thinking of you, I'm praying for you, and it just provides an amazing amount of support and encouragement.
I would give anything I own.
And then with our Families of Children with Cancer group, meeting them was very helpful. Just to have somebody else to talk to who has been through the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The group recognizes families. There's a saying that kids can't fight cancer alone, and they can't. They need their family, and really the whole family goes through it. Some research says that siblings and parents take longer to recover than the patient themselves, and I know for us that was very true.
That's one of the families that has been served by Families of Children with Cancer, the Jerry Bader Show, 925. That's why we are Nicolet National Bank. They have their Christmas party in December. And I want to just quickly, again, a couple of ways. If you can't get down to the bank, bring some gifts, bring some cash. You can text donate to 79489. You can text donate to 79489. You can also text CHILI, CHILI to 79489. Well, why would you do that, you may be asking? You do that and you will get a list of firehouses in the Green Bay Area and one in Sheboygan that will be serving chili 11 to 2. That's phase two of the operation today. After 10 o'clock, we will have the fourth annual chili cook-off of firefighters in the area. And joining me now to talk about that from Green Bay Metro Fire is good friend of the show and just good friend Chad Brunkhorst. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing really good this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, I always give credit where credit is due. A few years back, Chad pulled this out of thin blue air. Hey, let's do chili tomorrow. And it grew from there. And that happened because you folks at the Green Bay Fire Department have been such good friends of families of children with cancer, and you really understand what a critical need they fill.
This organization has been always kind of special to us since we had an individual whose family amongst our own members was affected by it. Their son had cancer as a child, and this organization stepped up for them. We got to see firsthand the value of this, and the fact that the money stays here local was such a huge reason for us getting involved. And just as a side note, that individual now just got done with basic training in the Army, and he's given back to the country. So you got to respect that.
That is outstanding. So that, you know, just tells you how long this organization has been helping families for a long time. Chad said something important. Not only does every penny stay in the community, every penny goes to the cause. There's no overhead. This is all about helping families. And towards that end, you folks are helping out again.
Yeah, we do every year. We try to give some back. And our charities organization helps buy the ingredients, some of the ingredients. American Food Groups really steps up and helps us out. But this year, normally we give $750. This year we're going to step that game up. We're going to give $1,000 to the families of children with cancer on your show here.
Chad, that's awesome. That is just so great of you. Appreciate that. And again, if you want to help out, text donate to 79489. Donate to 79489. Now, text CHILI to 79489, because in addition to all of this here from 11 to 2 at fire station, firehouses in the Green Bay Area and Sheboygan, chili will be served. But when it's gone, it's gone. Chad, you wanted to stress that. When it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah, when it's gone, it's gone. We've got each station has two Nesco roasters full. And once they're gone, the sales are done. And this year, we talked about this. Every year we got people that show up with buckets, ice cream buckets. Now, we're not going to give you a five-gallon bucket, but if you come with an ice cream bucket and you want to get some chili for deer camp or whatever, until it's gone, we'll do $50 on an ice cream bucket.
I know you guys have been giving me a hard time for a year now. You say I screwed. Look, he's shaking his head. He's, well, okay. What red-blooded American male isn't wooed by bacon?
I don't disagree with the bacon part, but the maple syrup. I've never heard of maple syrup in chili.
All right. So I have a sweet tooth, too. So sue me already. So yeah, your chili smells great, though. I've already, already been tempted with it. So we'll be having fun with that after 10 o'clock. And again, really stress if you're in the Green Bay area and you want to come down and give some cash for the cause, gifts, and you can find that at WTAQ.com. Exactly what we need. Earl says he makes chili with honey in it. So there, the firefighters have just disowned my producer. Boom, he's gone. Just.
I can see beer, because then there's always a little extra for you, but honey and maple syrup, I don't know.
Have you ever done venison chili?
I have. I actually, this year, I got my deer already bow hunting, and I've made a couple batches of venison chili already.
Oh, see, now I can be wooed with venison as well. I'm just, oh, gosh, yes. That's Earl and I have already made it clear that if deer hunters don't know what to do with some of their venison, I mean, we would gladly take it off your hands. Venison sausage, certainly welcome as well. So that's what's going on here. Please help in any way that you can. Again, text donate to 79489 and or text CHILI to 79489. And you'll find out where you can help families of children with cancer. $5 donation recommended or more. For chili, and when it's gone, it's gone. We're not gone. We'll continue straight ahead.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.